Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Van Halen bringing us back. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because Joyce Weiss is also with me. Joyce is the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. She's a renowned facilitator, a speaking professional, an executive coach. She helps people and companies like you and me to get the most performance out of our companies and out of our teams. And she's here to talk to us about how to get more business. That's something we all could use a little bit, right? She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend, Joyce Weiss. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Joyce. More business. Boy, howdy. We could all use some of that this year, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Have you met anybody who doesn't need more business right now, who's got all they can do, all they can say grace over?
No, but what I have done is I've met a lot of people with small businesses who are doing okay, and they actually feel, and it's not just that they're saying it because they see, because they're doing all kinds of research on their numbers, that after things settle down in a few years, they will be stronger. But the whole thing is they have to stay on top. And why are they staying on top? Because they're marketing.
Right.
And instead of giving up and giving into and wallowing everything that none of them are saying that they're running away, then they don't realize that there's something going on. They just haven't given up.
They're not in denial, are they? They're facing the reality, but they're not rolling over.
That's the whole point. Too many people are rolling over, not seeing the possibilities right there. And this is not just an optimistic statement. It's a true fact that I am seeing. So the people that are doing, like I said, maybe not as great as they did a couple years ago, but they're doing okay. It's because of simple marketing tools, and then they're going to be way ahead of the game.
What are some of the things you're seeing them do?
Oh, gee, I'm seeing them market more to their customers that they have, really find out who these people are, make them advocates, ask these people for referrals when they give them a really good compliment.
People who already know you, they already know what you're capable of, they like you, they've done business with you, and there's no particular reason why they wouldn't do business with you again.
And they want to help you out.
Yep.
I find a lot of times people are afraid to ask others for assistance in this area. It shows that I'm not doing weak, or what happens if they say no. Most of the time, if they're really advocates and they love your product or services, or even you, mm-hmm. you ask in a real positive way, hey, do you know anybody in this company or this industry? Be really specific, and they will usually be glad to say yes.
Well, and of course, referrals are golden. That's the best.
Oh.
That's the best business you can get. But, even before that, Joyce, one of the things that you alluded to this earlier, and I don't want to go over it too fast, is making sure that you've got all their business.
Yes.
And I have a quote that I've been using for many years. 20 years ago, I was talking to the state executive of a state banking trade group. The group that represented banks in that state, and he said to me, if my bank members would make sure that every customer that they had everything that they needed, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe that, don't you?
Oh,
now, the numbers may not be exactly right. Maybe not 5 years. Who knows? But how many times do we let a customer, we sort of take them for granted and assume that every time they need what we have that they call us?
Yeah, it's that, and let's even go a little bit deeper. They don't even know all the services that we sometimes have, and it's not their problem. It's ours. So it's what we need to do is educate the advocates, the customers that we already have, whether it's sending them, and it's free. It takes time. Sending them email blasts. I mean, you do such a great job on that with your newsletter. And I also have a newsletter that people can mm-hmm. sign up, and then they find out, oh, I didn't know that you did facilitation. Right. Or I didn't know that you know, written books. But
it's not their job to know. It's not their job to know everything about you.
No. And when we get on a radio, or if we write an article that we send to our advocates, it cannot be salesy. It cannot be all about you. It's got to be about the mm-hmm. customer. And that's what these small businesses that I've talked to that are doing okay are saying, hey, we've learned a new way to write, and it's working.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because we want to talk about ourselves.
Well, that's exactly right, and you know, in the last hour, I was talking to my audience, just me and them, about being honest with our customers, mm-hmm. about how things are going, and getting them to be honest with you about how things are going, and when both of you were talking honestly about how things are going, that's when trust can happen.
Absolutely. And with trust comes everything. I mean, but don't forget, you just reminded me of something. One of the biggest ways to build trust with your advocates, with whether they're customers, whether they're your doctors, advocates can be anyone that believes in you. Make sure that you also give them referrals. Make sure that you give them a testimonial. And, of course, then in the same time, I've been doing this with LinkedIn and a couple of the other, online email mm-hmm. services. I actually say, listen, I've gone to you. I really respect you. Would you like me to write a little testimonial? And usually mm-hmm. they go nuts. And then I say, now, listen, do you mind doing the same for me? I don't always mm-hmm. do this. Sometimes I just do it for them. But if they've heard me speak, or if they've mm-hmm. been an executive coach client, and they feel great about it. But I'm going to say one other thing about this. When they give you a name, don't think you're done. You have to ask them nicely if they'd be willing to introduce you to these people.
Yeah.
Because getting a name is still like cold.
Well, the other thing is you have to train them how to refer you. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know how to refer someone.
Absolutely.
It needs to be in their own words, but my point is you need to give them a little bit of a 3-second elevator thing to tell them, whenever they introduce you to someone, to tell them what to say.
Yes.
Because it'll help them. Otherwise, they don't know how to do that.
Absolutely.
And they're looking for you to help them with that, folks. Stand by. Joyce Weiss and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it for you. No barriers to entry. You can get there. We'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. If you got 5 seconds, we got something for you. You got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something for you. And you can listen. You can read. You can check out our Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email. You can check out my blog, which we update just about every day. And we got thousands of articles and archives and Brain Trust members, lots and lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And so, it's all free. Everything's free. Just check it out when you get a chance. Joyce Weiss is our guest. She's deposited lots of pearls of wisdom with us over the years, and she's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. And Joyce, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your books.
www.joyceweiss.com, and that's J-O-Y. C-E-W-E-I-S is in Sam, S is in Sam.
.com.
Yep, Neil Science. Articles. And if your listeners sign up for free articles, they will also get articles and also something new that's going to be up called tipstobehappy.com.
Right.
And every week they're going to get either they can choose. It could be for personal or professional growth, and that's going up. But they can sign up now for it.
One of the things that we were talking about a minute ago is how to get more business without spending a lot of extra money.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I know you talk a lot about is vendors. How do you get more business by working with vendors?
Well, you've been giving them money over the years, so I think it's time to, in a real positive way, to say, hey, it's your turn. And do you, not necessarily the business, Jim, sometimes yes, but how about, again, who do you know? Because they know about you. They know your business more than a lot of, than your family probably, because they've already sold you their wares.
Well, and you know, not only referrals, but I've been saying for a long time, if your vendor is not your partner, you need to find a new vendor.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever they're selling you, if they're not your partner, and especially in times like this, I mean, you're the key to their success.
That's right.
And don't ever forget that, folks. And so, and if you're a vendor for somebody else, which you probably are, you got to have the same attitude. We've all got to be partners, George. We're not going to make it.
Oh, well, see, that is the key. And we could talk on our next time all about networking.
Yeah.
And how people that don't understand that building partnership is not, it's the key to everything. Just because there's so many people that are partners would know that you don't know, so many ideas. I even suggest people to get into the survival of the fittest groups. Get people such as your vendors, some advocates. Help each, very small, don't make it a big deal. And really help each other. Whether it's writing an article for a local newspaper, helping each other with that, referrals, really talking about the challenges. When I've done that, it's just incredible how we all help each other. I don't usually invite competitors. Every once in a while I do if it's a really, really friendly one, but I just find it's easier for everybody.
But what is a friendly competitor?
For example, another speaker that speaks exactly about what I speak on. And she and he also may have the same master's degree in guidance and counseling. And we refer to each other, which is great. Like if I can't do something a certain day, I call, you know, some of my people.
There are people out there you can have that kind of relationship with.
Oh,
there are competitors out there you can have that kind of relationship with.
Oh, not only that, but you refer to each other.
You can't have, everybody's not like that, but if you can find those people,
right.
That's a special relationship, isn't it?
Oh, it's very special.
And I see that. I see that in the marketplace. I see, I see companies. I'll go to somewhere and they'll say, you know what? That's not what we don't do that as well as so and so. You ought to check them out. It was obvious to me that their goal was for me to have the best result. And guess what? When they do something like that, then I'm going to do everything I can to do business with them in the future.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's always thinking of the customer. Whether it's giving them a competitor because you're busy or too much money or not fulfilling the need, and this customer will either come back to you or refer you. Let me tell you what Jim or Joyce just did for me. And I didn't even give them any money. And look what they did. It comes back. So, and just that's another marketing tip. Do what you can to help that customer. It comes back, Jim. I've seen it, and I know
you know, I like to quote Ecclesiastes along these lines. There's a passage in Ecclesiastes that says, cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Well, couldn't say it better.
And that's it. That's exactly right. And see, you were talking about back to the referrals that you were just mentioning again. This is such an important way to grow your business without growing your budget, because people want to help. When someone makes a referral, they help three people. They help themselves, they help the people they referred, and they help the person they referred you, their friend to.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And how many times can you do something today that will help three people with one thing?
Yeah. And how to find referrals is sometimes the question that people ask me. I tell them to do something I did when I received my master's degree. When a career development instructor said, write every person that you know. And we all looked at him, what? And don't come back unless there are 500 people on your list. It was tough. I still do that. When I get down and even I sometimes get down and out, not
even
very long.
Even you?
Not, Jim, not long. Read my lips, okay? Not very long. When I do, though, I make that list, and there they are.
Reach out and touch them, yeah. Good idea. Hey,
yep.
George, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Ditto.
Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen, joyceweiss.com. That's W-E-I-S-S. She'll be back another day. Right now, I got to take a quick break. Got Peter Meyer on the other side of these messages. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.